The search for Planet X goes back to the Middle Ages when people first began to calculate orbits. And they started to realize that the orbits of the planets didn't quite add up with our theoretical expectations. And it has been going on ever since. And there's a program within NASA that by their own admission, that they are constantly looking for perturbations in the planets and the causes of those perturbations. Those are the slight changes in the orbits of the planets that don't seem to add up, and they're saying, what's going on here? First of all, I'd like to state that I've got in front of me here a internal NASA document from 1991, and I'm not going to really identify this document because it will come out here in due time. But the title of the abstract is called The Search for Planet X, and it's done as an official NASA research project, and it shows where they have in fact identified and are using an 8-inch telescope to search for it in 1991.
Right.
And totally green behind the ears, has no clue what goes on inside the NASA, I guarantee you. I'm sure he doesn't know that they've all signed non-disclosure agreements that are under the NSA, and by that agreement cannot tell us if Planet X is coming. Bill Hamilton here in his page on the Jeff Renz page. The title is called Planet X, Another Doomsday Fairy Tale by Bill Hamilton. It's about paragraph 4 here, 5. The Planet X scenario is prompted by mainly only two people. Nancy Leader, who says she is in contact with aliens from Zeta Reticulae, and Mark Hazelwood, who wrote Blindsided, etc. But now, listen to this statement. Planet X scenario is trumpeted by mainly only two people. Whoa! NASA has been looking for Planet X themselves for decades. You know, so to do this means that, you know, maybe Bill Hamilton doesn't have a clue, which I don't think is the case, or they're trying to put the spotlight on somebody else and make this into a crazy thing.
Right.
Like they did with Hale Bopp and the 39 people who committed suicide and the companion. There again, NASA has not said anything about Planet X in the official sense. They have these other people out there, and like I say, fill a plate. But there again, NASA has not said anything about Planet X in the official sense. They have these other people out there, and like I say, fill a plate. He couldn't have said it in more distinct fashion the other night, that he has nothing to do with NASA, he's never been employed by NASA, totally wrote off NASA, and then all he did was speak about how wonderful they were and did his outreach program, basically, on that program to inform the public about how there could not possibly be a Planet X. He said some very ridiculous things about his calculation. First of all, he said he wasn't an expert in celestial mechanics, and then he claims, here's his statement, he has roughly calculated the position of where the brown dwarf, the hypothetical brown dwarf, would have to be right now, and he said the brightness would outshine Venus in the sky, and it would be affecting all of the orbits of the planets. Well, that's really not true.